I am Rich Hurl with your Capital City update on 1320WILS.com. GM's announced $37 million investment into the Lansing Delta Township plan for improving technologies, drawing reaction from elected officials. State Representative Joan Bauer tells WILS at the site how it impacts the area's long-term relationship with the automaker.
I think it shows a huge investment in the future for us, and even more of an assurance that General Motors thinks highly of this community, highly of our workforce.
Governor Granholm here on WILS today reacts to that $773 million trust fund agreement between GM and the Obama administration to clean up old GM sites, with more than $18 million of that coming to the capital city. The governor tells WILS's Tony Conley it's a good setup for redevelopment.
The Lansing area will have four sites addressed, but Michigan gets a huge amount of money, $159 million overall, for 57 sites in Michigan.
The Lansing East Lansing region posting the seventh highest job growth in the U.S. in a new study conducted by the Milken Institute. Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero spoke with WILS's Jack Ebling.
We've worked hard to create the right environment in Lansing, to foster the right environment for development. We have $500 million in new investment in the city. We have 6,000 new jobs.
Mayor Bernero, meanwhile, about to get some campaigning support from Bill Clinton. The former president will be campaigning for the gubernatorial nominee and other Democratic candidates on Sunday in Detroit. Bernero's opponent, Republican Rick Snyder, also in Detroit campaigning with former Governor Bill Milliken.
I think that Rick Snyder is very sensitive to the importance of dealing with the city of Detroit through Mayor Dave Bing.
Milliken thinks it will become an increasingly warm and productive relationship. Just 12 days away from Election Day, officials with the Lansing School District continue making a push for voters to approve a 1.5 mil levy that would go toward what they call much-needed building improvements. COO Brian Ralph on WILS says roof repairs are imperative.
In some instances, when it rains, it pours in some of these buildings. So we're going to spend $7.9 million to repair some of the most critical schools that need roofs.
It could be bigger than previously thought in Eaton Rapids. The URV Wind Energy Company planning to add 275 jobs over the next 4 years for a foundry in which there was at first only 100 jobs being planned. It's not a big lead, but 7th District Congressman Mark Schauer now has a 45% to 39% advantage over challenger Tim Walberg in a new poll from Lansing-based Epic MRA. And MSU football star Chris L. Rucker has been arraigned on a drunk driving charge. Rucker, suspended indefinitely from the team, is not on the depth chart for the Northwestern game on Saturday. That's your Lansing News Update. Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming with Tony Conley and Jack Ebling weekday mornings and afternoons. I'm Rich Hurl on 1320WILS.com.